we will study the news that came out and we will respond in due course in an appropriate forum. But there are a number of points that we note that the decision by Minister Michael Creed to grant the multiple licences for use in Ballinasbe. He made his decision in spite of being fully aware of the widespread anger in the local community and beyond at the prospect of this happening. In spite of being informed of the threat that it will pose to current employment locally and the prospect of local economic development, which is heavily dependent on ecotourism. In spite of being advised of the inadequacy of the scientific advice on which he based his decision. And lastly, in spite of his failure under the law to effectively consult with the local community on the matter.
Okay, so a lot of your concern is still relates back to how this was advertised to even to begin with, and what level of effort there was to actually allow locals to know that these plans were in motion at all.
Yes, we spoke to you a number of times on your show, and we appreciate that. The whole gist of our story was that we were not informed in March of the plans of the government to do this, to advertise that people could apply for licences. We were not told. We had no public consultation.
So, there's a time for reflection now. There are options there, aren't there? Presumably, this can be raised with Ombud Pleanála.
Well, it can be, but in all of this process, the government has shown complete disregard and contempt for the community. And we will use all channels available to us to have this decision overturned and to expose to public view the cynicism and the arrogance of the aquaculture unit of the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine in the manner that they deal with citizens.
Now, the shellfish industry themselves say that, this is €12 million a year into Donegal's economy, 400 jobs, 100 of those full-time, that it's a big business and that it's environmentally friendly and will involve no artificial feeding or veterinary input.
Yes, well, we have gone on to explain a lot of the reasons why we feel that it would not be good for our local environment and our local economy. There are scientific papers published, a few research, it doesn't have to take long to research, peer-reviewed scientific papers that show that it's not environmentally friendly and it does create a lot of economic detriment to the area. There are a lot of reasons why we are saying that it will not enhance the local employment situation. There are cost-benefit analysis that the government is saying that they have in place to see why it would create so many jobs. We're looking forward to studying those because we've surveyed the local employers and they say the opposite. At the moment, local employers are employing a lot of people on the basis of ecotourism, tourism, Irish language colleges, walking and talking groups, and the numbers of people employed locally all year round due to the tourism sector are 500 to 600 at least, and those are conservative figures. We've surveyed all the businesses from Drimnatini to Maharorti, which would include the whole of Ballinasbe. We're very concerned about jobs because when these oyster farms are in place, they will create a lot of traffic, trucks, servicing, daytime work and also nighttime work. We've heard of other areas where a lot of the work takes place at night. We can't understand why it would, but it does. And we're very concerned about the impact on our local community.
Mm. And as you say, presumably the concern is that even if a certain amount of revenue for the economy and a certain amount of jobs were created through this activity, would it or could it in effect really, we'd have a net loss because it could impact on the tourism and side of things as well. That's the point you're making there, presumably.
Definitely. Okay. And we know that these oysters are destined for the French markets. Mm-hmm. They're not for the Irish markets. There are a lot of questions that haven't been answered and we're going to keep asking the questions in a suitable, appropriate forum until we get the answers that we need.
John Conaghan is a committee member with the Ballinasbe Action Group. John, your reaction to this news?
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Well, dismay, of course, like Kathleen and like thousands more around our local area. This area was united. It was a united community against this development. Nobody wanted it other than the few people that were going to benefit by it. We were flabbergasted at the extent of the licenses that were supposed to be going to be allowed. We're going to have to take time to digest what has been churned out last night.
And how did you find out this information, John?
Well, basically we found it on the internet last night. It was supposed to have been notified in the Donegal Democrat today. Piers Doherty elicited that information from the Minister Creed in the Dáil during the week. So we were waiting for the decision. We knew it was coming. But the extent of it took the wind out of us. It does raise quite a number of interesting questions and fundamental questions. We had a community that were totally against this, a community that had decided which way it wanted to be developed itself. We wanted to keep the beauty of our natural surroundings and to develop that into a tourism industry. And that was beginning to develop in conjunction with the Wild Atlantic Way and so on, and there was heavier footfall and so on. And that was sustainable development.
Yeah.
So that community was totally against it. And yet, you know, we lodged thousands of objections, loads of letters to the department and so on. And yet that's all brushed to the side with a one-liner. There were no objections to the proposal from a technical perspective. All our concerns dismissed as similarly as that. That's hard to take, and we'll have to sit down and digest what that means to us.
Go ahead, John, go ahead.
Yes, Kathleen just touched there on, and yourself touched on the proposed development and its effect on the economy. The shellfish industry can throw out all these figures. In actual fact, in our area, for all of these licenses that are being granted, if you look through the applications, they're promising 5 jobs. Now, it's as stark as that. Yet, we locally have done surveys of the employment in our area, and there's over 200 people directly employed because of tourism. And the tourism industry depends on the beauty of the area, the attractiveness of it, and all the recreational facilities that it provides.
Your opinion is then that there would not be widespread support for this type of activity in Ballyness Bay. You're confident of that?
I'm 100% confident of it. Yes, there was huge activity on the both Facebook and the internet, and a huge amount of protests lodged with the department.
Mm.
And that's a fact.
Okay.
And that certainly can be proven. But it does raise a number of questions, because they're talking about the economy. The decisions dismiss all our protests by saying the proposed development should have a positive effect on the economy of the local area.
Mm.
So all our opinions go for nothing. All our surveys go for nothing. It raises a lot of fundamental questions about the you know, the direction that local democracy is taking. These decisions are being made, and they're ignoring the opinions of various communities all around the county and down the Western Seaboard. It seems to be that it's going to be a total waste of time for communities to...
The sense is, what's the point of having a process if thousands of people in a local community can express their view and those views are effectively disregarded? That's yeah, okay.
Exactly that.
Anne wants to come in on this as well. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Greg.
You're disappointed by this news too, and you say major question marks remain over the whole process.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, Greg, if just because Minister Creed keeps repeating and repeating the same thing, that the consultation process, the legislation around that was complied with, that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Piers Doherty spoke to him in the Dáil during the week, and he read from the same script that his junior minister read from previously to Breonna Donal and the Oireachtas. And it's all, I don't agree with what they say because, in my opinion, the consultation process was not complied with at all. The true meaning of consultation was not complied with.
Okay, thanks for that. And Catson, you agree with that, of course, I'm sure, as we wrap this up.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't have a chance to even respond properly at the time during a period of public consultation, which we should be given. It's a democracy at the end of the day, and it would be appropriate for the government to consult with the people on a massive plan that is going to drastically change the people's environment. Not even the local people, but everybody who benefits from Ballinasloe Bay. And this is a problem that is going to arise again and again until the government is willing to sit down and explain their actions.